Thank you, Robin. We continue with news that Thorpe St Andrew Town Council is waging a war on litter louts, a new fair planned for Strumpshaw. The Crusaders Rugby Club's annual beer festival will be held shortly. Excuse me. But to start, are you aware of just how much medicine is destroyed in Norfolk? You will probably be a little surprised.
Every month, tons of medicines are collected from pharmacies in Norfolk and Waveney and destroyed. These are medicines which could make a change in a person's life, but instead it is dumped in an incinerator in Ipswich and burned. The practice occurs because members of the public do not use the medicine they take home, which has led health chiefs to urge that every person ensures they only order and take home medicine they know is needed. Those chiefs, consisting of the Clinical Commissioning Groups, CCGs, for Norwich, South Norfolk, West Norfolk, North Norfolk and Great Yarmouth and Waveney, have launched a campaign aimed at reducing the £4.7 million worth of medicine wasted every year. The campaign comes at a time when CCGs have been tasked with saving hundreds of millions of pounds this year. Every month, chemists and pharmacies hand over bags of wasted medicines to a driver who takes it to the incinerator, run by Stericycle, a medical waste disposal company. Ian Small, head of medicines management for the CCGs, said each pharmacy usually disposes of 12 to 15 bags every 4 to 6 weeks in this way. Across Norfolk and Waveney equals at least 9 tonnes.
People who drop litter could be hit with fines of £80 as part of a clampdown on the problem. Thorpe St Andrew Town Council is considering introducing fixed penalty notices at parks and open spaces around the town. It comes following numerous complaints about the amount of rubbish, smashed glass and dog mess being left in the area, and this evening councillors will decide whether or not to bring in the new measures. While the town council is yet to set how much it will charge, government guidelines suggest people can be fined between £75 and £80. Thomas Foreman, town clerk, said, "During the summer months there is an increase in the issue, with sport pitches, car parks and outside buildings becoming litter hotspots. Not only does this have additional costs in litter picking, it is unsightly and has led to injury where smashed glass has been left on sports pitches." The council said enforcement would be undertaken by the park and estates officers, as well as other members of staff. It comes after Broadland District Council launched its own campaign to tackle dog mess in the town.
A new fair is getting ready to bring extra excitement to families. The inaugural Strumpshaw 3 Fair takes place later this month, treating guests to a wide variety of activities and entertainment. It is being held at the Strumpshaw Steam Museum and Park over the weekend of July the 23rd and the 24th. The weekend will be full of stalls and outdoor activities, oozing with creativity for the entire family to enjoy. The event has been designed to celebrate woodcrafters and artisans of the region and features more than 80 stalls. Among the spectacles on display are hurdle makers, driftwood sculptures, and chainsaw artists. The fair will also serve as an outlet for locally sourced food to be served, with several Norfolk producers in attendance. There will also be a local flavour to the drinks on offer, with offerings from the Norfolk Brew House and the Norfolk Slow Gin Company, as well as Norfolk Cider. A parade of creepy crawlies will take centre stage as the fair welcomes a travelling insect museum, while there will also be performances from the Foolhardy Circus Troupe. Further entertainment will be provided by the Norwich Puppet Theatre and the Fairyland Trust. The event is aiming to serve as a throwback to the Albion Fairs of the 1970s and 1980s, with a Norfolk twist. Organiser Candy Sheridan said, "I have been to a lot of fairs over the years and a lot of them have become very corporate, so we have avoided that completely. Every business represented is a family business from Norfolk, and we want to put on a really affordable, enjoyable day out. She added, in Strumpshaw, we have a really beautiful venue, which, despite being only just outside Norwich, is often forgotten. Hopefully, it will be a really magical atmosphere. I can't wait.
3 days of fun are being planned for visitors to a beer festival at the Crusaders Rugby Club grounds in Little Melton. The club's 8th annual beer festival takes place from July the 15th until the 17th. Organiser Maurice Durrant said there would be more than 30 beers and ales on offer to visitors. He added that around 400 people came to the festival last year. He said, we had a great time last year and we actually ran out of beer by 10 p.m, so this year we've ordered an extra 5 or 6 barrels. Mr. Durrant said people could camp at the grounds for £5 a night or £8 for the weekend. Live music will include Douglas Brown on the Friday evening, Hayley Moyes' Brick Grass 3 on the Saturday afternoon, Wake the Neighbours on Saturday evening. Club member Jeff Martin, who has published a thriller called Conquest, The First Horseman, will do a book signing on the Saturday afternoon.
Norwich Rugby Club have been back to the drawing board after objections were voiced to a scheme to move across the city to fields adjacent to the University of East Anglia. The rugby club chose the Colney Lane site after searching for a new home. It sold its current space at Beeston Hearn near Spixworth to a housing developer. But the original plans submitted in February provoked concerns from the Yare Valley Society over the loss of environment, and Norwich City Council, which was worried about the impact the development would have on the Pink Pedalway cycle route.
Janet Appleton from Spixworth took part in a sponsored skydive at Beccles Airfield to raise money for the Multiple Sclerosis Trust. She jumped out of a plane from 10,000 feet for the charity which trains every new MS nurse and supports health professionals in the United Kingdom. She said, the support was overwhelming and the experience was amazing. I would do it again in the blink of an eye. Through donations and fundraising, Mrs. Appleton raised £2,000 for the organisation, with support from her family and friends. She added, I would like to thank my wonderful family, special friends, members of the Golden Stars Line dancing classes, Spixworth Community Choir, the girls, and customers at the Avenue Hair and Beauty Salon. A very special thanks to my late husband's, Mal's, colleagues who served alongside him within the Norfolk Fire Service.
The Arthritis Care Charity is hosting 2 awareness events in Norwich this month. Its group Arthritis in Norfolk, brackets GAIN, will meet at the Cellar House pub in Eton from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, July the 20th. A consultant rheumatologist will speak to the group at the free event and will invite questions from the audience. GAIN supports arthritis care and its Living Well with Arthritis service, which promotes self-management of the condition which affects 1 in 10 of the UK population. On Monday, July the 25th, there will be a second event, this time a drop-in session at the Bacon Road Medical Centre off Coleman Road, Norwich. People are invited to visit from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. One of the charity's arthritis care cat champions will be sharing information and tips on living well with arthritis and will help people to find out about the services available from Arthritis Care.
On a special weekend for the city, Into Chapelfield added some extra fun with a 2-day summer party. Free events included live music with deck chairs set out in front of a stage erected on Chapelfield Plain, while the inside of the shopping centre hosted a giant helter-skelter, stilt walkers, balloon modellers and face painters. Christopher and Hilary Barker of College Road, Norwich, bagged front row deck chair seats as the first band to take the stage on Sunday started to warm up for their act. Sitting in the sunshine, they said the city centre had seemed busier than usual over the weekend, and they had enjoyed the previous night's fireworks for the Lord Mayor's celebration from Mousehold Heath.
That's about it for this week. Remember, we're always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave a message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And we'll call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk.
Please return your Chatterbox recording to us, put it in the wallet and pop this into the postbox. No stamp is needed, remembering to turn over the address label. And just to remind you, the summer edition of Your Norfolk follows this edition of Chatterbox.
We hope you enjoyed this week's edition. The readers on part one were Paddy Watkins and Peter Dennington, and the features were read by Robin Quine. Our sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. All items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts full responsibility for the contents of this recording. So, on behalf of our editor, Peter Wilson, and all the team, it's cheerio until next week from
Pauline
and Peter. Goodbye.